Welcome back to possibly the biggest Comixology episode of all time. Another transatlantic episode. I'm speaking from the Americas to Kara, who is in France. Welcome back, Kara.
I feel like I'm dying.
In the final day episode of your trek to France, your first sentence is, I think I'm dying.
For anyone who's been to a comic convention, you know it takes a lot out of you, but if you throw in transatlantic flights and not sleeping, it's not a really great combo. But I'm here. I made it.
So Angoulême final day, you're at the Comixology Chateau, which is essentially, it looks like Dracula's castle right now. That's where you're broadcasting from.
There's a stuffed wolf holding a lantern aloft right outside the door that I'm looking at right now.
I was hoping you'd say the stuffed animal is holding up your laptop to record this episode.
No, but there are like a million cats in here and I'm allergic, so I'm expecting them to come in and crawl all over me at any second.
So it's entirely possible you will die before this short episode is over.
It's a very plausible conclusion to make, yeah.
Okay, so we should get right into it. So day one we spoke. That's available on the SoundCloud and all that good stuff if you want to catch up. But what happened after day one? What's the con been like? What's your experience so far?
Oh my goodness. So I did a bunch of interviews. When we last spoke, I had done maybe like 8 interviews, creator interviews. And then Friday I had a few more, and Saturday I had a few more. And then Saturday we actually had a couple panels. We hosted a Walking Dead panel with Charlie Adlard. And there was also a Glenaught panel where they talked about how they have just translated some Image comics into French, and they're available exclusively on our platform currently before they're released in print months and months down the line.
Amazing.
So yeah, there's been a lot going on.
What's a panel like at a French convention? Because I've seen New York panels and all that stuff, but what's that like?
So first of all, you remember how I said that in the US our conventions are generally in the same building, but at Angoulême it's the whole town?
Yeah.
Okay, so we started at the central area where we had been doing our thing for the first couple of days. We leave to go to the panel and realize it's on like the other side of town.
Jeez.
So we finally find it. It was like a 45-minute walk. And, you know, people just started rolling in for this Walking Dead panel. Like, we were in a college lecture space, and it was packed. Pictures on the social medias.
I've been keeping tabs on the social media, and I think on our Tumblr, Shane, Tumblr Wizard.
Tumblr door
has been keeping track very well. I think it's, what's the hashtag that we need to follow on Tumblr to keep track of things?
Hashtag FIBD2015.
Huge.
Those letters stand for the Festival International de la Bande Dessinée.
Who knows?
But we shortened it.
Who knows what you just said? I don't even know what language that is. So you've been doing a lot of interviews too while you're over there, and those will be on our SoundCloud for people to check out. But have you been doing even more since we last spoke?
Yeah, I did 6 more since we spoke last. I spoke to several more French creators. I spoke with Corbeyron, Petrimo, Alfred, Patricia Lifong, who does one of my favorite series of the moment, La Rose Écarlate, The Scarlet Rose. And my God, it's just been a whirlwind. I've spoken to so many people. It was very exciting. And it's so interesting to hear what people have to say about their work when you really dig in. So, for example, I was speaking to this one creator, Alfred, who he wrote Come Prima, which is a French comic that won an Angoulême prize last year. And it's about it's a semi-autobiographical, semi-fictional look at Italy in I believe, the 50s. So pulling on his own experiences as a kid growing up in the Italian countryside and the experiences of his dad and of his grandfather and the stories that he heard. So he kind of blended all these elements together and made this beautiful, nostalgic book that I think is entirely worth looking at, if only for the images. And he was telling me how one of his major influences was Italian cinema from the 1950s. And he was really very passionate about what that representation of Italy meant for him growing up and meant to Italians. And I really enjoyed that interview.
That's cool. I saw GIF Master General Shane posted a photo set, and I'm not sure what kind of scene that was. Maybe you can describe it, but I saw a tin from Un Océan d'Amour, the book that I love that we talked about previously. It looked like it was like this really cool sardine collector's tin from the comic book. I wish I would have faxed him some cash to get me one. But what was that? Was that like a store? Was that a hall?
Let me tell you, I looked everywhere for those and I could not find them. But because I saw that and I was like,
they were so cool. They looked like so real, like just very like a very expensive prop from a comic book. I loved it.
Yeah. I think those were actually in like the hotel bar area that everyone was using as like a home base for meeting
podcasts.
People and so forth. No, different bar.
Oh, okay. That wasn't the podcast bar. There's differentiators. No. What do you think was your like top highlight or top few highlights of your trip to the entire con experience, and I guess everything too?
I'll do a top three.
Top three. No top more, three. No less.
Number one is definitely the party that we went to Saturday night that Delcor and Soleil hosted, because it was incredible. Like, all the creators were there. Like, all the staff was there. It was in a French discotheque.
Oh my gosh.
And everyone was dancing. Everyone was dancing. It was incredible.
Maybe we need to bring that to New York Comic Con. Maybe we can start our own discotheque yearly party from Comixology.
Just get the publisher Guy O.G. Delcor to tear up the dance floor again, and it's all good. Not his actual name, guys. So I enjoyed that. And today I went to the Calvin and Hobbes exhibit that they had on, and it's like all these original strips that Bill Watterson drew. And they're just beautiful to look at. And my favorite part of the exhibit was they had a section that was all the tools that he used to create the strip with. So,
wow.
What pens he used and what paper he used. And he like sent in little annotations for each item. And they were all along the lines of, this is a pen. I used this pen to draw the things. And I don't know what else you want me to say about this.
I follow a few artists on Twitter, and that exhibit and I think some original art was I think the majority of like con swag that they bought during their trip. That felt like a big piece of artist grab while they were over there, that exhibit, and I guess maybe original prints from his strip, which was pretty cool.
I didn't see any original prints, but if people went home with them, can you send them?
Maybe they stole them. Maybe I just broke open a story that I shouldn't have. But I think Kevin Cannon does Far Arden, which I think has a French translation too. So he was over there.
Mm-hmm.
So check out his stuff. It's really cool. All right. So that's two. That's two top moments. What's the third one?
I really just enjoyed all the creator interviews. It was not something I'd gotten to do before. And getting to ask all different kinds of questions to people was really fun for me. Because at first I was more going off a script of things that I'd prepared in advance. But then by the end of the convention, by the end of the festival, I was more comfortable just kind of going with the material that just kind of organically happened and asking follow-up questions from that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add a fourth thing, even though I know said three.
We can't
the
do
food.
It. We can't do
the
it.
The food. Oh, my God.
Did you have more meat butter that we talked about last time?
I have been eating nothing but meat and carbohydrates, and it's terrible, but it tastes so good. Like today, we just had slabs of meat like for dinner. Just like,
did Dracula come from his bedroom and bring down a nice plate for everyone to eat?
Just like slabs of meat. We went to this restaurant where they stick these wheels of camembert cheese into this open fire. They come out all melted, and they just serve you the wheel of melted cheese, and you'd like dip French fries in it or smear it on your meat and just eat it.
Did you guys just get up in the morning and just work out, or have you all just been loafing around like at night?
No, everyone's got like fitness trackers or fitness apps, and we've all been clocking it at least 6 to 7 miles a day.
So, oh my gosh. So what would you, now you've been to Angoulême, what would you want to see more at U.S. conventions that you thought really fit in that setting and maybe we should try over here?
The thing that was really noticeable about Angoulême is that obviously it was part of the city, but it really did feel integrated. Like the town and the townspeople and the convention people were one. It's not like the U.S. conventions where all the congoers are in their one space and they're stuck in that space, and if someone casually just wants to say, oh, I think I'll go to New York Comic Con this weekend, I saw an article about it in the New York Times, and then they can't go because they should have gotten their ticket 6 months ago, but like, who's going to tell them that? Mm-hmm. But at Angoulême, even if you didn't have any passes to get into the exhibition spaces, you can still walk around, you can be part of the crowd, you can kind of, there's people sticking art posters up, and there's all these paintings that are just on the sides of buildings. And so you really do get to feel like you're part of the event, even if you're not actually going into the event, if that makes sense. It just felt much more integrated and, like very festive.
Like you could experience the whole thing as opposed to maybe at a big city con.
Yeah. And there was stuff like there was this like alternative comics event happening down a street kind of near where a lot of the main festival stuff was happening that wasn't affiliated, but they just kind of did their thing at the same time. And it was really interesting to see what some of the indie French creators were doing. Mm-hmm. So I got a few things there.
Hmm. So all in all, great trip, even though you're near death. Clinging to life, it was worth it, you'd say.
Totally.
Well, that's good. 100%. And you, so this week upcoming, you might not even be on the podcast this week. You told me you're going to just do a walkabout in France for the next couple of weeks. So I don't know when you're coming back. Who knows?
I'm going to go on a Parisian adventure. We'll see what happens.
Well, Kara, I had a great time continuing our transatlantic fireside chats. And hopefully you remember to come back to the States to continue the podcast. Otherwise, what's the point even? We might just end the whole thing.
That sounds terrible. I'm so tired. I can't even think of a witty retort. I don't even know, man.
Well, that disheveled statement of near death will be the last thing everyone remembers you by. But have a great trip. Be safe and take lots of pictures and post them to Instagram for me.
Okay, will do.
See ya.
Bye.